Local police say the bomb was apparently hidden inside the packed bus. It exploded Thursday during the workers' early morning commute to a coalition airbase just outside the provincial capital, Kandahar. Coalition officials say the blast was clearly directed at Afghans working with international forces, and they believe Taliban insurgents carried out the attack. It was the latest in a series of deadly attacks on civilians, soldiers, and officials in recent weeks, part of a broader Taliban offensive launched earlier last month. Thursday, U.S. officials confirmed that more than 10,000 Afghan and coalition soldiers were being deployed across southern Afghanistan. Sergeant Chris Miller, a U.S. military spokesman, described the deployment as a massive counterinsurgency operation.
Operation Mountain Thrust will put heavy pressure on insurgent sanctuaries and known areas of operation in order to disrupt their ability to intimidate the Afghan people.
This is the largest military offensive in Afghanistan since a U.S.-led invasion ousted the Taliban regime in 2001. U.S., British, Canadian, and Afghan soldiers are targeting the Taliban's traditional stronghold in four southern provinces, including Kandahar, Helmand, Uruzgan, and Zabul. The insurgency has reportedly been able to reestablish a commanding presence throughout the region. Local officials say the Taliban's ability to recruit new members is on the rise as faith in the U.S.-backed central government deteriorates. U.S. officials say Operation Mountain Thrust has been designed to help reverse that dynamic. Afghan and coalition forces are sweeping into areas previously considered too dangerous for ground combat operations. Sergeant Miller says the new effort also includes a number of local development projects.
These operations are the precursor to follow-on operations that will strengthen good governance in the region, improve security, and enable reconstruction and economic development.
U.S. authorities say there is no scheduled end to the latest operation. U.S. forces stationed in the south are scheduled to pull out of the region in the next few months as a larger NATO deployment takes over regional security operations. Benjamin Sand, VOA News, Islamabad.